Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up. Pimpy, if you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour. Ooh. Friday. Broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Happy hour from a bar.
Yeah,
for the
man.
Next 3 hours. We'd love to see you. Come by and see us on this happy hour Friday. We'll be here till 2 with a lot to talk about. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man. It is Friday. It is football NFL weekend is here. Obviously, last night was great.
What a
great football game. We'll talk about that. The Braves tricked one off last night, but you had an outstanding time as far as where y'all were sitting at.
Incredible seats. The most boring baseball game I've ever watched.
Dude, it was awful.
It was awful.
It was awful.
The Steak and Sander were saying that college football conceded the weekend to the NFL.
Yep.
The Braves conceded the night last night to the NFL.
They just tricked.
They were like, just watch the Chiefs game.
Yeah, man.
You don't need to. They scored one run in the first inning on a sack fly. That was all they could be bothered to do. No one scored. From a Braves perspective after that. What is it, Aaron Gomer?
What the hell is that?
Austin Gomer? I don't know. But he shut him down last night. Looked like damn Cy Young. That was frustrating. And then the Rockies scored a couple runs. Game was over in 2 hours at least. That was nice.
At least you got home early.
In and out.
Yeah.
Didn't have to ask my parents to watch the kids too late into the evening last night.
Right.
But yeah, what a snooze fest of a baseball game that was.
What a joke.
Which is great because you know what? We don't have to talk about it.
Nope.
We can talk about that really fun football game that happened last night.
That was our Braves mention, right?
They won the series, Randy.
Yeah. Oh, they were saying that yesterday. All right. They got to win these damn games. But anyway,
but the Mets didn't play, so now they're tied for the spot.
Last night was unbelievable having, two premier teams, having – watch Pat Mahomes just do what he does. Watching the chess match, because this is one thing I can say. I did play that game a long time. And the one thing I never was, Andy, I was never that guy where they pointed out, oh, that's the weak link. Let's put our guy over here and let him destroy him.
Yeah.
Whoever that damn number 65 was for the Ravens.
Tough night for my Husky.
Dude, he was getting his ass whipped. Yeah. They had to put Justice Hill on him. Yeah. And Justice Hill did a better job.
Old Roger Rosengarten.
Goodness.
Ain't the Pac-12 anymore,
he
my
was
friend.
Just
tough night for Roger.
Tough night for him. The Ravens are going to be fine. I think this right now, after watching this game last night, I think if they meet again in the playoffs, I think the Ravens win.
Interesting.
I think the Ravens will beat them.
You think that because they're going to improve so much between now and then?
Yes, I think they'll beat them.
Small mistakes they made last night that built up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they'll beat them. But anyway, Kansas City was, Patrick Mahomes as advertised.
They were a toenail away from going into overtime
last
night. Or maybe they were.
No, they were going to win because Coach Harbaugh was saying two, so they were going for two. But I think that, just the overall first game, and it got great. When the damn referees got out of the damn way.
Yes.
When they got out of the way, it was perfect. I mean, come on, man. I mean, is this the new emphasis? I get it.
Apparently
I get it. Okay, the head has to break the waistline of the center.
Apparently
I got it. I got it. But it was not. But the thing about it was, it happened so much. They didn't call it. So if you're going to call it every time.
Right. Because it happened.
Because it happened every time.
They called it maybe one out of every four times or
exactly.
something like that.
Exactly. But Ronnie Stanley was still where he was.
Every play.
Yeah.
It's also where he's been lined up his entire career.
Yes. That's what I was like. It was so irritating. But once they got out of the damn way, the game was great. Pat Mahomes, I mean, Worthy was as advertised. That dude's so fast. And he don't even look like he's running that fast. He didn't get
like
touched.
He's floating.
He just didn't get touched.
His first touch.
Did he get tackled in the game? Because his touchdown, it was a blown coverage. He didn't get tackled in the game, I don't think.
I don't know. Did he have? He only had two catches.
Okay, he might get tackled.
On his other catch, he got tackled.
He might have got tackled. But I'm just saying,
that run, he didn't get touched.
That run, he didn't get touched. On the pass, it was a broken play.
Yeah.
And so. But, he was great last night. Patrick Mahomes.
He had exactly what they were missing.
Yeah, man.
And it's funny to say what they were missing because they won the Super Bowl back-to-back years. But that speed element in that offense, you add him to it. I mean, they're right back. And, obviously, Rashee Rice was great last night.
Yes, he was. The way they game planned to isolate him one-on-one with the linebacker.
Over the middle stuff.
It was awesome.
It was beautiful to watch.
It was awesome. Just little jerk routes, and he was doing his thing on that, beating Roquan. I thought, Lamar was great till he wasn't. I mean, you could tell, the slim down Lamar is a problem.
You can tell,
too.
Yeah, he's like.
You can tell.
He's like noticeably smaller.
You can tell. Isaiah Likely was, he was outstanding. He was outstanding yesterday. I thought, looking at their offensive game plan, Mark Andrews ain't there yet. Remember, he broke his leg last year. Remember, he had that car crash in the summer.
Yeah, and that wasn't long ago.
Mark Andrews is one of my favorite players to watch. And I'm watching, he just don't look like himself.
Yeah.
So once he gets more, they'll have a little bit more there.
Now, that's a tight end duo.
That's a problem right there, man. That's a problem. But, yeah, it was a fun game. I thought that, Lamar got to make the plays. Lamar has to make the throw to Likely. It's a difficult throw because it's a broken play. He's throwing to the back pylon. Yep. He's got to make that throw. And then, obviously, he misses the play. He's in. He's going to another receiver.
Yeah.
It looked like a miscommunication between him and Zay Flowers as far as sitting and running.
That's just kind of
that's the way I looked at it.
By October, November, that kind of stuff, they're on the same page. But, yeah, I mean, that's there. That's a touchdown. He makes that throw. That's a touchdown. They go for two. Maybe they win the game. Maybe they lose the game. Whatever. But I mean, he did make the throw on the final play too.
They don't. They're not in that game without him being who he is.
Absolutely. I mean, if it was any other quarterback, Chris Jones might have had 10 sacks last night.
But the thing
about that guy lived in the backfield.
He was in
there
all game.
All game.
All game. But that was the funny thing. And then how they. And that's what I love about Spags. He's just a brilliant defense coordinator. How he brought the extra man up, so that the offensive line had to account for him, and then. That left Chris Jones one-on-one with back. Now, we call that a hard call. There's no hard calls in the gun, I will say. They should have made a hard call. Fan that, I know he's getting his butt whipped, But fan your tackle out there on him and let, you know.
Let him help him out.
Let him help him out or something. But he did a good job.
He's the best defensive lineman in the NFL.
And he was out there one-on-one. And, oh, boy, he's, what, 5'4"?
Justice Hill's not a big guy.
He's about 5'4", and he's blocking Chris Jones.
He's like a little fire hydrant.
But he was holding his own,
he did a good job. He's a stout 5'4".
He was holding his own, man. Yeah, he was holding his own, man.
It's a lot to ask, though, man.
Yeah, man. It was funny as hell. But yeah, it was a very entertaining game, which you thought it probably would be. Now, Kansas City, you know, a couple of missed throws. Juju drops a touchdown. Yep. You saw Pat miss Pacheco, kind of. Like, when you got guys like Pacheco, you can't make them work for catches. You got to put it right where he can catch it and let him run.
There was one to Pacheco. There was another one. I don't remember who the back was, but it might have been Noah Gray.
Okay.
That it was a good throw, right. Maybe a little early, and the guy just didn't have his head around. But they were going to go for 30 yards, and he just dropped the ball.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of stuff that – I don't want to say sloppy, because it's still like Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes playing brilliantly.
Right.
But a lot of stuff that's just going to be sort of ironed out as the season goes on.
Yeah.
And if that's week one for these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine what they're going to look like as the year goes. Because it was brilliant quarterback play all night.
The Chiefs look scary.
Yeah, they are. They're scary. Last year. The fact that they won a Super Bowl last year in sort of a down year when they were missing pieces.
Yes.
And be honest about it. At times during the season, didn't look great.
Right.
Got it right for the playoffs and won the thing. And then they upgraded their roster in the offseason. They added back pieces that they needed in spots where they had lost them. And, yeah, no, you're right. They look significantly better than they did last year.
Yeah, man.
And, again, they won the Super Bowl.
And they won the damn Super Bowl, man.
So, but, I mean, it's going to be a tall task to knock them off the throne.
They're going
to
be a good football team, man. And, and when you got him, and how many is his avoiding of sacks is so great.
It's crazy.
It's just unbelievable.
The plays last forever.
Yes.
Playing defensive back against either one of these
little
sidestep. Yeah, a little sidestep. Let me go back here. Yeah. Let me step up into the pocket. Yeah. Oh, it's collapsing. All right, let me roll out right a little bit, keep the play alive. I'm going to make a throw that every other quarterback would get screamed at for making. I'm going to throw it across my body, back across the field, but my receiver's wide open, or it's Kelsey or something like that, and it goes for 25 yards. Now, it's a joy to watch both of those guys play. Don't know who's going to be playing quarterback when the Falcons take on the Steelers on Sunday.
I would be.
Because Russell Wilson is limited.
Yeah, and it happened in practice.
And it's that same calf that he hurt a couple weeks ago.
He had to leave practice yesterday, and that's never a good sign. And usually, I just go draw from my experiences and everything like that with other teammates that have done something like this on a Thursday or a Friday in practice. They don't play on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so, I would be surprised right now as we stand on Friday if he played. You know, and one thing they got to always say, rested and treated and everything like that. They're going to do that. And it might come down to being a game time decision and Russ go out there and see how it feels and when he warms up and everything. I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to do. I'd be surprised if he played.
Yeah, so that means Justin Fields, obviously, and not just whatever those Justin Fields packages we were talking about.
Right.
Talking about him being the starting quarterback.
Well, he started games before.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's
been a starting quarterback.
He diced the Falcons in half.
Yes, he did.
In December last year. Like, that's one of the last games he played as a Chicago Bear. Now, obviously, different situation. He's on a different team, different defense. Hopefully, different result. But, yeah, I mean, this is a guy who's had success against his team not that long ago. That comes out yesterday. For people, I don't know. Be worried about whatever you want to be worried about. That's up to you. It's your prerogative. Kyle Pitts was a full participant in practice yesterday. So if you lost a little sleep on Wednesday night over that, sorry. Hopefully you slept better last night because he practiced fully,
he
was
practiced
fine.
Fully. And again, you go back to Rod's comments. I can see how you are concerned because you saw limited.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Ooh, a new nickname for Russell Wilson.
What we got?
Mr. Limited.
Yeah, man. Oh, God. You remember that dork? Oh, God. He made me so.
Mr. Limited.
Keep the phone away from you. Between that and Seattle.
What was he thinking?
Come on, this country. Let's ride, baby.
Baby. Yeah, all that stuff stayed in Denver, man.
Hell yeah,
Mike. Man. You think Mike Tomlin even had to say anything, or just gave him one of those looks? Like, hey, Russ, just if you're thinking about creating a little Steelers slogan, don't.
Let me tell you something, my Coach Tomlin. Coach Tomlin he's very articulate and everything, and when he's in media and everything, talking to his player. But when he's talking to Russ, Mike came out, Mike.
But I feel like he can communicate that with just a look.
Yeah. No, Mike came out. Mike sat him down. Hey, listen here, Russ. All that other yin yang, let's ride, or whatever the hell, towel go or something. Ain't none of that, partner. That. He said partner, too.
This is Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
We don't need that stuff.
Yeah, Mike came out. Hey, partner.
He blinked 47 times during that conversation.
And you got me, partner?
That man can blink.
All right.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. Obviously, looking ahead and forward to the Falcons and the Steelers on Sunday afternoon. Big college football Saturday as well. I know there's maybe not as many ranked matchups, but there's still some really good games tomorrow. And a really big day on the radio station tomorrow. We got a triple header of college football we'll tell you about. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I mean, you're definitely without a doubt.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Run first mentality, physical, and, that's what Art, definitely hang his hat on is physicality, and I always respect it at the bottom, so I know he's going to have them guys ready to go. So zone schemes, either way, however, we just got to be ready for however they're going to do it, man. So I know there's definitely be some unscouted looks, but at the end of the day, with it being the first game of the year, both sides going to have some unscouted things. So that's the fun thing about the first game is you just go out there and play your rules, ball out, play with heck of effort, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all probably will all be unscouted since it's the first game for all the teams. But Grady Jarrett there talking about Arthur Smith knows him better than you're probably going to know most offensive coordinators that you're going to play this year, given that he was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons the last 3 years. Now, that's one thing that Pittsburgh has. as much as we kind of talk about, all right, what are they looking like here? What is it there? Obviously, their defense is very good. We'll spend plenty of time talking about that throughout the day today. But they got running backs.
Yep.
They got guys that can run the football.
Yep. Najee starts with Najee. Jaylen Warren, he's banged up. He says he's going to play, but I don't know how effective he's going to be. And if Justin starts, that adds another dimension.
It does.
That's another dimension to the run game. But I think, you know, they're without the best lineman. Say his last name for me. I'm calling Isaac.
Oh, Siamalu?
Yeah, him. They're going to be without him.
Something
he
like
is
that.
Their best offensive lineman. Yeah. They're young on the tackles. Broderick had a rough. Broderick Jones, Georgia, love him. Had a rough summer in preseason game, from what I saw.
We got like a mostly Georgia and Washington offensive line over there.
And so,
Look at that.
You can find a way to get
out. Joined but, forces for us, Randy.
But, like, what do I say about the offensive line? They're much better going forward than they are backwards. They'd rather go forward. So they're going to run the damn football.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to try to get this game into a point where they're going to try to limit possessions, control the clock. We know all these different things, how Arthur wants to go. The biggest thing is that, you know.
Yeah, Arthur's familiar with having like an unfavorable quarterback situation.
Exactly. He knows what he needs to do to run the football and things like that. Playmakers. Because the biggest thing that you know, if they want to throw the ball, they're obviously going to go to George. And they're going to pray for pass interference or something like that. You know, get those cheap 30-yard chunk plays by doing
Fryer like
that.
They like
or
Fryer
Booth or something like that. But, Gray's right.
They got Darnell Washington.
It's going to be a fill-out thing. He's questionable for the game. So, it's going to be, you know, they should win this football game because I think they're a better team than Pittsburgh. But at the same time, things happen on Sundays. Justin Fields, if he does start, he's that electric. If you miss a tackle, you get out of your rush lane, he finds the lane, he'll take it 50 yards. So, I mean, those are the things that the Falcons have to worry about.
I'm with you. Like, I think the Falcons should win this game. I mean, I can't wait to see what their offense looks like with all of these guys together on the field for the first time with Kirk Cousins under center. But it's not that hard for me to come up with a scenario in which Pittsburgh makes it hard and maybe even wins.
Yes.
Like, Pittsburgh's so good defensively.
They have
game wreckers on the defensive line.
They got the one thing we always talk about.
They got war daddies.
Yeah,
game changers.
They got war daddies.
The red circle guys.
They got those guys.
They have multiple guys on their defense that can absolutely wreck a football game.
Yeah.
And then they have guys that can run the football. So if they're able to establish the run and Justin Fields doesn't turn the ball over, because again, we're sort of working under the assumption now, we don't know, but we're working under the assumption now with Russell Wilson getting banged up in practice and now being limited, that Justin Fields may very well be the starter on Sunday. And if he plays and doesn't turn the ball over and they get the run game going, like, it could be a long slog over there at Mercedes-Benz for the Falcons. Now, conversely, Falcons offense, based on what we know on paper, should be able to put up points against anybody. Now, if they can put up points against this defense, then they are going to be able to put up points against anybody, because this is going to be one of the best defenses in the NFL this year.
I mean, the pass rushers. I mean, they put Patrick Queen in the middle of the defense. They got Minkah Fitzpatrick back there. They got Joey Porter Jr., who is only going to get better off from his rookie year. I mean, they got a really good defense.
Highsmith and Watt.
I mean, they got dudes. They got dudes. You put Cam in the middle of that defense.
That's right.
It's going to be tough sledy. But the thing with it is that they know when they're in that defensive meeting room right now this Friday, and they're sitting there and they're like, okay, guys, this is what we have to do. We have got to make sure that we hold this team to field goals. We cannot let this team get out to a 14-point lead against
Pittsburgh's
us.
Not
because our
to
offense is not built to come back like that.
Right.
And so, I mean, they know what the responsibility is of what they have to do against all these weapons that the Falcons have, but they got dudes that can wreck a game.
Yeah, and here's the thing, as the season got underway last year, and it wasn't even against great teams, but the Falcons' offensive line got off to a slow start last year. And you remember that first half against Carolina.
Brian Burns
lived in the back.
Yeah.
Like, you got to, you know, that we talk so much about the weapons and the quarterback and the new offensive coordinator and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think the offensive line, I know it's the same guys, and I think they got better as the season went, and there's certain guys that you feel better about than others. But, like, you got to come out and play really well week one from a pass protection standpoint in order to allow Kirk Cousins to do all the stuff that you think that he can do.
I agree.
Because, again, they got those. DJ Watt's going to line up over Caleb McGarry.
Yes,
Caleb McGarry's going to have to find a way to stop him.
Exactly. And it's also key that Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator, knows that too.
Yeah.
So you can expect Bijan and Tyler and whoever's in the backfield to be offset right.
Or get that tight end over there.
Yeah. You can expect whatever back they're going to be, the back's going to be offset right. All right? You give help.
TJ does that thing where he just kind of wanders.
Yes.
And then figures out who he wants to go at.
There's my.
That's my guy. That's my guy right there. All right. Let's hear one of the highlights from last night's first game of the NFL season. What a game it was. What a debut for this guy.
Mahomes will throw it right sideline, wide open with the catch. Xavier Worthy, 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City. Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career.
Yeah, man.
Nice little debut
for
Xavier Worthy.
Marlon was looking for, he was looking for safety help because how he played it. He played it like he was looking for
safety
over the top.
Was it Kyle Hamilton, probably?
Probably.
I don't know who. Somebody missed something.
Somebody missed something. I don't know what it was, but somebody missed something.
I don't think the design was to leave Xavier Worthy as open as he was.
I don't think it was. But this dude, this young man, I mean, he is – I mean, the reverse, first of all, it was blocked beautifully.
Yeah, and sold, too. Pacheco sold it so well.
But then for him, he just got to that alleyway where the numbers is
– gone. Yeah, because there was a couple guys that had angles.
Yeah,
but
he's an angle eliminator. That's what he is.
He's
an angle eliminator, and he was rolling, man.
First touch of his NFL career.
Yeah, man, you got
straight to the house.
That's great.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. In totality, just an awesome football game. If you didn't watch it till the end, you should have.
I came down
to a toenail.
Yep, I was up watching it and everything, and we talked already. You know, Lamar. He was out. They're not in the game without him. He had over 400 yards of total offense.
Yeah.
And everything was fine until that last drive, that last red zone drive. He's got to make that throw to Likely. I mean, it's a broken play. Likely, he spins out, goes to the back corner. Lamar's got to make that throw. He's got to make the throw. And then we already talked about the one on third down. Got to make the throw.
Yep.
Now, it was a miscommunication, whatever you want to call it. He's
whatever it is. You got a wide receiver wide open in the end zone.
You got to make it. Then it comes down to a toenail. Yep. I mean, hell of a throw, hell of a catch, hell of a protection. You got a little man fighting with Chris Jones.
And they got it right, too.
And they got it right.
Because obviously they called it a touchdown first. They review it. His toe was out.
It was on the line.
It was out. It was close. It's as close as you can get, but it was out.
It was out. And Baltimore was going for two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you saw Harbaugh over there. He pointed to put the two fingers, so they had got the touchdown. They were going for two. But, because Kansas City dropped two touchdowns and everything like that. But Lamar and them had them. They had them. And I think, you know, it goes back to something that I saw this morning that, well, is Kansas City a kryptonite? No, but Kansas City, everybody's kryptonite. Rarely do they lose.
Yeah, they're better than everybody.
They're better than everybody. And they got the quarterback better than everybody.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you're going to have losing records against them and everything. But I do believe that if these two teams play again, I think Baltimore beat them.
I would go even further to say that I feel pretty confident these two teams are going to play
again. Yeah.
Obviously a lot can happen, injuries, whatever. But, things go normal for the remainder of the season, I would be shocked if those two teams don't find a way to play again in the playoffs. I saw a weird stat related to what Lamar did last night. Over the last 5 years – 7 games have seen a quarterback do what Lamar did last night, throw for 250 plus.
How many is he?
Run for 100 plus, probably a few of them.
Okay.
You know what the quarterback's record is in those 7 games?
What?
0-7.
Really?
Isn't that weird? So if you go for 250 and run for 100 in a game, your team's going to lose. Damn. I don't know why, but kind of a weird number.
Their biggest thing, and they got to figure out this whole Derrick Henry dynamic, and they got to figure out not to tip when he's going to be when it's a run play.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you knew when a little man came and Justice Hills came in the game, you know they were going to do some speed, more stuff like that, obviously because he's faster than Derrick and everything. And then when they went to 22, handed off to Derrick, they got to figure that out.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tell
because
at this point.
The thing with it is Derrick is not the best shotgun runner. Mm. You know, getting the ball, they try to do a little bit more eye formation with him and giving the ball. They scores a touchdown on it. But that's what they got to figure out a little bit more with the dynamic. That'll be Munkin's job to try to mesh it together because you don't want to take – the explosiveness and the running ability out of Lamar's hands by just trying to, you know.
Yeah, I wonder if they're a candidate to pick up a post-week one running back and add to their roster.
I think they need another receiver.
Yeah, they may. There's a couple spots, in that, and obviously Mark Andrews getting healthy is going to go a long way as far as their – I know he's a tight end, but as far as their receiving room goes. I mean, Zay Flowers had more carries than Justice Hill did last night. So it's just kind of a weird – oh, it's great.
I love that kid.
Yeah,
man.
Super fun play. Yeah, man. So fast, so fun. Kid. I mean, a great game last night, 6 catches. All right, let's hear sad Brian – I assume sad, or at least, like, annoyed Brian Snitker after that baseball game
last
night.
I thought we weren't
talking. Don't worry. Just frustrating we couldn't score. You know, especially when you get another really good start.
Tell me about
it. You know, you give up 2 solo homers and hopefully, you know, you score enough runs. You know, you struck out 11 guys. It was a really strong start again. Just frustrating that, you know, that we just couldn't get anything going offensively. And, you know, you hate to let a really strong outing like that, you know.
Yes. Yes, we know. We understand. Another incredible start for Reynaldo Lopez. 11 strikeouts. He did give up 2 solo homers, but, like, you know, 2 solo homers in 6 innings is not so bad.
No.
It's only 2 runs that he gave
up.
That's
the most 20... innings, what's the most innings he's pitched in a game this year?
Yeah, probably 6.
Probably 6. Okay, yeah, I was curious because every time when he pitches, I try to look at where he is in the 4th inning, and he's like at 75 pitches in the 4th inning.
Yeah.
And so you're like, well, he's not going to make it past 6.
Yeah, but still, you know, they're pretty careful with his pitches.
But still, it was great. I mean, but still, you strike out 11 and 6. You think you're gonna win this ball game,
yep.
And for them again,
not with this offense,
and with them again, for them not to score any runs, like just 1 run, and he said a sack fly, and then just can't get nothing. And do we make the most mediocre pitchers?
Yes.
Look like Cy Young.
Yes.
Guys.
Yeah. Okay. And conversely, they make the best pitchers look awful. Like the Braves have had great games against some of the best pitchers they faced this year. And then Austin Gomber will go out there last night.
Good for Gomber.
This guy was 4-10 with a 6 ERA coming into the game. And we were sitting there pregame, and I was like, oh, cool, Lopez. Can't wait to see him. Got to see him when we went to the game a couple weeks ago.
You were sitting at the chop house, and you're thinking, with Gomber on the mound.
Yeah, Gomber, we're going to see some home runs.
Exactly.
Nope, not a one. I will say, sitting out there, because we were in the chop house, like, second row, right field, great view, awesome, awesome seats. It takes a couple innings to kind of get used to the depth perception with the fly ball.
Right.
First couple innings, every fly ball is like, I got it. It's coming to me. And then, like, the second baseman takes 2 steps back and catches it. Anything in the air I thought was coming to me. Nothing did, unfortunately. But, Braves scored in the first inning. And then, you know, the good news was we got out of there quick. I was at home by halftime for the football game. I was. We got to see the whole second half live because the baseball game went so fast. All right. We'll come back. Roddy Nabalsi joins us every single Friday ahead of Georgia football games. Tennessee Tech tomorrow at home. So we'll talk to Roddy about, I don't know, other stuff besides the game, because there probably isn't that much to say about Tennessee Tech. But obviously there's plenty to talk about with Roddy. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Thanks for being with us, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead from now until 2 o'clock. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's begin now.
I woke up this morning and I said, you know, I said,
that makes sense.
For a good day to happen, you know?
Makes sense for what tomorrow might feel like, right?
Yeah, it'd be a good day. Hey, mama, I'm going to play early.
Yeah. Familiarize yourself with the depth chart.
Hey, mama, I'll be in there by the end of the first.
Gunnar Stockton probably gets some snaps tomorrow. Looking down the depth chart here. Sakovi White probably gets some targets. Nitro Tuggle. You go far enough down the Georgia depth chart at receiver, they got some great names.
Hell yeah. Nitro.
Nitro Tuggle. Come on. Throw that guy the ball. Cole Spear. You kidding me? Awesome. All right. NFL No Huddle coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. 11:40 on Fridays, though, mean Roddy Nabalsi joins us from UGASports.com to talk Georgia Bulldogs ahead of tomorrow's game against Tennessee Tech. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
Doing fantastic. It's going to be a good day, fellas.
Doubt.
It was a good day last week, last Saturday. You kind of worried about that first half. In the second half, you saw Georgia come out and beat the Georgia Bulldogs, just demolish Clemson. And now here comes poor Tennessee Tech to town, and I think you're right. You're going to see some guys way down the depth chart. Some freshmen are going to get in that game and get those jerseys dirty for the first time.
Hey, Rod, I'll go back to last week. What did you take away from the first half, what Georgia was doing?
I hate to sound like I'm second guessing coaches because, you know, they'll forget more by lunch than I'll ever know.
Right.
But it kind of seemed to me like they were, both sides were trying to feel each other out. I mean, Clemson did have some mistakes. You know, they had some drop passes and such. But I just think that Mike Bobo's calling some plays to see what Clemson's checks were going to be. See, what do you do in this situation? Okay, what do you do when we're in this personnel? What do you do when we run here? And let's not make any mistakes because it's a tight game, and Kirby Smart is the absolute Berlin Wall of not allowing anybody to get something cheap on you. You know, you cannot pass. You cannot get a – we're not going to give you a short field. We're not going to give you a turnover, so we're not going to do anything to endanger the ball. We're going to try to go pretty conservative while we feel you out. Once they had that, once Mike Bobo and the offensive coaches, Todd Harley, got to look at the photos and the iPad and watch everything, they're like, okay, now let's have some fun. And they were able to catch a ton of mismatches in the second half that Georgia exploited. And I do want to give a little credit to Nate Frazier. I mean, their guy's a difference maker, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that I just think, you know, you were figuring out what they were doing, and once you had it, adjusted their offense, and they just took them to town.
Yeah, no doubt. Second half was pretty much a track meet and very impressive. And I wanted to ask you about Nate Frazier. I mean, you mentioned probably going to see some freshmen play tomorrow. We saw some freshmen play week one, too. Probably none more impressive than him. There was a lot of hype about him coming out of the summer, and it seems like it was right. Were you surprised at all to see him be that dynamic?
No. We told people when he got here in the summer, and again, I'm not trying to say we have the insider information, although that is why he subscribed to UGA Sports 27 cents a day. When he got here in the summer, remember, this guy didn't have spring practice.
Right.
And when a guy has a big spring, we start telling you about him. We're like, hey, okay, this guy had – and he'll show out at G-Day. If you get here in the summer, you don't even know where to find your cleats. And it wasn't a couple of weeks. We're like, hey, in these one-on-one workouts, you know, and the individual workouts or the team workouts where the coaches supposedly aren't there, everybody's talking about Nate Frazier. I'm like, okay, well, again, he's still trying to find out where's his dorm room or whatever. And then, of course, all fall practice, you know, we're like, hey, in that first scrimmage, Nate Frazier had a 60-yard run to the house. You know. Oh, and by the way, when he did that, Kirby yelled at him because he's supposed to be on kick coverage the next play. You know, and you know, so it's. But again, the name keeps coming up. There's 105 guys out there, and you keep hearing Nate Frazier, and I'm like, well, they got Chauncey Bowens, they got Nate Phillips, they got Trevor Etienne, got Cash Jones, Ronald Robinson, Branson Robinson. But we keep hearing about Nate Frazier, so we weren't surprised. But you could hear about it and then see it. And when you see this kid move, you're like, oh, that's a DeAndre Swift move there. Then look at that dead leg, baby. Oh, look at that run through the hole there. That's Sony Michel. So you get really excited watching him play.
What about moving Malachi? He can play anywhere. Malachi Stark had to start at the star. Got to see a lot of KJ Boldy yesterday. I mean, I love Malachi playing safety, but that star, we know how valuable that position is in that defense, Roddy.
It is under criminally underrated in Kirby Smart system.
Right.
If you don't have a good star, and I will say the defense struggled because I'll never say that about a Kirby Smart defense, but it wasn't as effective as it normally can be. And I think that Kirby Smart nailed it when he.
Uh-oh.
Damn it, Roddy.
Having a little bit of trouble with Roddy's phone. We'll throw Roddy on hold just for a quick second and see if Bo can, I don't know if he's in a spot where he can move to a better location or whatever.
Probably at one of his beach houses.
I know where he is. He's like up in a tree somewhere with some binoculars trying to get some intel about tomorrow's game.
Yeah, probably at one of his beach houses.
He's on the football team, not doing anything creepy. Abe was looking at me like I was saying he was doing something weird.
Roddy's not like that.
Roddy's a grown professional.
Go ahead, Roddy.
Who takes his job seriously. Hey, Roddy.
I'm sorry about that. I'm walking around my house because I'm so excited about tomorrow. Maybe I walked out of my cell range there. But I think that when Coach said that Malachi Starks was the best player at five different positions, I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Basically, anything from a defensive end up. You got Malachi Starks up there. The incredible catch that he had. And let's give that defense credit. That's the second time they faced Clemson. They both times they only gave them 3 points. And you had a huge adjustment that you had to make. You take Janelle Aguero out, your starting star, you know, the linchpin of that secondary – and everybody has to move. So you move Malachi up, you move K.J. Bolden, a true freshman, into the backfield, and you add in Dan Jackson. That's a three-person switch because Jonel Aguero had to go out, and they still only gave up 3 points in the whole game. Just mind-blowing.
What do we know about some of the injuries? Is Jonel Aguero going to be able to go, whether it's this week or next week? What's the timeline for Mykel Williams and some other guys that may be banged up?
We're going to find out more this afternoon after they go through their walkthrough. We got some spies around the building. We'll try to find out something going on. I'm not expecting Jonel Aguero right now. I mean, it's a muscle pull. It's really, how does he feel? So, and they don't have to put out one of those cool new availability reports until
next week.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to see Mykel Williams. I can almost guarantee you that. Yeah. So that's just not going to happen. You know, and then, of course.
See, his house is too big.
Right.
It's good, but it's also the side effect of Georgia being so successful the last handful of years.
Roddy.
UGASports.com is so lucrative now that Roddy lives in a mansion.
Yeah, like, man.
Do you have different cell service in different parts of your house?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. It's all the same. I guess you live in a mansion, too.
No, that's not what I mean.
You got cell service.
No. I don't mean it like that. No, my cell phone works in the whole house. Yeah.
But it's like different bars in different parts.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? Never mind, man. Never mind.
Because, like, you got a basement. So, like, basements are different.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't have a basement.
Yeah, basements are different.
Yeah, basements are
different. Yeah, it's different. It works different. Yes, it's different.
We just have bad service. I don't know why. We live in a dead zone.
Are you ever?
My whole house is a dead zone.
Have you, like, when you're in your home, like, you're not connected to the Wi-Fi?
I am. Oh, yeah, so it's no big deal.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
But for, like, phone calls or texting people that don't have an iPhone, those people,
yeah.
The green text,
you know,
folks.
And I know he's listening. He's my main man. He's listening right now because he was texting me on Saturday. Algie Crumpler, I'm calling you out. Go get your damn iPhone, Algie, all right?
Wow.
Nobody does the green text no more.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
I think we'll let Roddy go.
Yeah, man.
We appreciate the time, as always. If it was Alabama week, we'd probably work harder to get him back on. No offense to Tennessee Tech.
Blue, Mr. Blue, you one of our favorite listeners. He is. He's a good brother, man. Yes, we don't want no damn selfies. Oh.
As I always say,
I don't
just send them to me.
Stop tagging me in the selfies.
Send them to me. I got no problem with your selfies.
Stop tagging me in the selfies.
It's a very, that's a bad angle.
Yeah, man. Bad angle.
He went to the Abe Gordon School of Selfie Angles.
Hell no,
apparently.
Man. Andy.
I could see that man's brain,
dude,
up his nostrils.
Well, we got a, because you remember yesterday, like, I was fidgeting at the end of the show.
Yes,
so,
I do.
Okay,
remember.
So.
Well, I was worried about you.
I was worried. All right, first I had to take care of some business. That got done. But my wife, she texted me, said, I can't find the dog.
Oh.
And so I'm like, hold on. What? I don't know where he is. I'm like, did the gate open and everything? So she can't find him anywhere. Can't find him in the house. Can't find him in his favorite hiding spot. So now I'm tense. I'm like, oh, hell.
Uh-oh.
Did the dog get out?
Sure.
All the cameras, didn't see him nowhere. She got the drone out, flying over the neighborhood. She got all the neighbors looking For Nico,
that's
yesterday.
What you do though.
Because,
I mean,
Nico had to get his shots yesterday,
uh-huh.
And so I think that's what it was. I was like, "Yo, buddy, you're gonna have a good day, buddy. You're gonna get one shot and everything." And she was like, "Yeah, come on, Nick." And so I was at work when this happened, and so she said, "I can't find him anywhere." And so the neighbors, everybody's scouring the neighborhood. She done put it on the neighborhood chat.
That's great. That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
And so I guess some scammer said he got your dog, and that's when he texted. I was like, "Oh, somebody found him, baby." And she's like, "No, that's a scammer." I was like, "I was." And so now, I'm driving home yesterday, and so I get home, and I go in the backyard. I'm like, he might have dug a hole in the back where the pool house is.
Yeah, maybe dug under the fence
there's
or something.
There's no hole in it. And I said, damn it, Nico. And here come Nico from up under the deck. Just, what up, Dad? And I'm like, dude, Andy, do you know how scared I was? Somebody took my dog.
Yeah, of course.
And then she gets home. She's mad at him because she's in the backyard hollering his name.
Right, and he was just under there the
whole
time.
He was under the whole time.
Well, he was probably knocked out because of the shots.
He didn't go.
Oh, he didn't go.
I think Nico knew he was going to get a shot. It was like, mommy's taking me. And so I'm acting like I don't hear. She was out there jiggling
that's
the bell.
Crazy.
And as soon as I come, all I said was, damn it, Nico. And here come Nico from under the deck. Like, what?
Obviously, you never want to be in that situation, but, like, there's no there's no better rush of relief than when you find it.
Dude.
Because everybody who's had a dog gets out.
I was losing it.
It's scary.
Dude, I was about to lose. I'm like,
sure.
Somebody take my, because on the camera, you didn't see nothing. So even in the backyard, you didn't see any movement from him. So I'm like, where the hell did he go?
Can we talk about the other part, though? Where somebody tried to take advantage of that situation?
Yeah, man. So I don't know what happened. So I get a text from a 317 number. He said, we found your dog. And so it was right before the AMA. I texted back. I was like, oh, great. Then he said, I need to know that you're the owner. And I was like, his name is Nico.
And you just texted me.
And you just texted me.
Because you have my number.
And he's like, I'm going to send you a code. And then I was like, man, get the hell out of my face. Dude.
I'd like to meet these people.
Dude, I'm looking for him.
Yeah.
I'm looking for him.
Yeah.
I'm looking for him.
Scamming in general is bad.
Yeah, but you're going to try to take
advantage of a situation like that where somebody's panicking and freaking out. They want their dog.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, there's a special place.
Dude.
Special place for people
that. Yeah, but he had to go to bed. 44 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
He was 30 pounds yesterday.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, man.
And he's not even done. He's not even halfway there.
Man. But that's scared. I was panicking yesterday trying to get home.
That sucks. There's nothing worse than when your dog gets out and you got to try to find him.
Dude.
Like, when Boone was little, there's a couple different instances because when he was little, he would just go.
Right.
And he's fast as hell. It's like, all right. Well, we were in Bluffton, South Carolina, and I'm running through the streets of Bluffton with Birkenstocks on, yelling at him, trying to get him to stop. And he's running all up and down the road, and he's like in people's backyard, and that's all like on the water there where there's alligators. I'm like, there's a gator going to get him. This is going to be terrible. And then he just comes walking back. It was great. That was a great run. Yeah, did you have fun too?
That's how he came out. Like, what's up, Pop? What's all this commotion about?
Yeah, what are you guys worried about? Like, I've been under here the whole time.
Yeah, she was so mad. How are you? I'm calling your name, and you're not going to come over here? I was like, what'd you say? I just said, damn Nico.
Feels good, though, doesn't it?
Hell yeah,
look what you did.
Oh,
look
at
that.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. He loves daddy. He loves daddy, man.
Exactly right. All right, we'll grab a break here. We'll come back, get to an NFL no huddle, obviously react to what was an awesome game last night. Another good one tonight as well between the Packers and the Eagles, and then a full slate on Sunday, including the Atlanta Falcons, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So don't go anywhere. We're hanging out at Twin Peaks and Buckhead until 2. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.